At the headquarters of Girls Rock Philly in Fishtown, a half dozen girls ranging from 12 to 18 are being introduced to soldering guns, circuitry, and the rudiments of electricity. Director Dion Foglizzo says the girls are learning the science and engineering of music.
So they're learning how to solder, they're building something and learning about sound and the creation of sound. And that's something that we do a little bit, but it's exciting to bring folks in that like are already know how to do that and can, you know, tie that into what we're doing.
Foglizzo brought in Suzanne Thorpe and Bonnie Jones, two electronic musicians who formed an educational workshop called Techni. They're spending the summer visiting girls' rock and roll summer camps up and down the East Coast. First, they teach the girls to wire a contact microphone. That's the kind of microphone that picks up vibrations through touch, not by sound. And then they put that microphone into a cardboard box and introduce, for example, a rubber band. Or a cup of water crackling with Pop Rocks candy, and maybe a paintbrush, and then they push the whole thing through an amp. Thorpe and Jones says this kind of experimental music allows young girls to stake their claim in a music genre that's not already dominated by boys.
The instruments that they're making are without gender.
In any cultural context.
Right, in any cultural context.
It's not like men are always known for playing boxes with contact mics attached to them.
Right, which oftentimes they're known for playing, you know, bass or especially in the rock world. Right. We tend to engender a particular instrument.
The teenagers of Girls Rock Philly will play their homemade instruments at a public concert at the Rotunda in West Philadelphia tonight. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.